This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are listening to The New Day, Feel the Power. Here's one of our favorite episodes, and you can check out more from the archives on Spotify, baby.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Ooh, yeah. Welcome to the second episode of your new favorite podcast, The New Day, Feel the Power.
I feel like it is time for us to take the next step.
Mm.
You know what we're going to finally do?
Huh? Tell them.
We're going to talk about those names.
Mm. What names?
The list of names that Creative gave us and said, here, these are all of our good ideas. Pick one. Blech. Very excited about this because this is something that hasn't been shared. We talked about it last episode. We teased it, and you're about to get it.
Yes, we have the list, which I have kept over all these years in my hoarding box of wrestling paraphernalia.
You are a hoarder.
I am a hoarder. So, but you're glad that I hoarded because we have this list. So here it is. The first one.
What are you doing? I'm putting music behind it.
Yeah.
We're hyping it up.
That doesn't sound good.
It's like it's the Little Mermaid song. When she loses her voice to Ursula.
Yeah, but is that copyrighted? Can we even
say? There's no words.
Tell them to stop.
We
go ahead.
Fine. Anyway, these are a good transition. These are all musical-based names.
Thank you. See? It's meta.
So, the first name on the list for myself, Big E, and Xavier Woods that they wanted us to be called was The Beat.
We're moving on. Next one.
The Tribe. What?
Yeah.
You can't call us The Tribe.
That's racially insensitive.
That's right. We're three African-American males. That's the second name on the list. Second thing you think of is The Tribes, ma'am, sir?
I don't think I would have been mad at African-American males. African-American males. African-American. It's, you know.
Right.
Bagwell.
Well, I understand that.
We did talk about feuding with American Alpha, right? With Jordan and Gable, and we want to be African American Alpha. So, you know, it's okay if we say it.
Exactly.
You know, but don't put it on this list.
No.
Third name, Perfect Harmony. What does that mean?
He actually has perfect pitch. Maybe they found that out.
Oh.
That's not true.
You want to hit a note?
No, yeah, I will not hit a note.
You don't want to do it?
I'll never rap again. I'll never sing again.
Wow.
Can't make
never.
Wow.
Right, okay. Next.
You know what would help you? If you were. If you are healed through harmony, because our name would have been Healing Through Harmony.
Healing Through Harmony.
This is the worst one so far.
This is a name on the list. This is we are struggling to try to get onto TV. Our name is our name. Our name is probably the most important aspect of a group. You know, that's the thing that people call you. That's your name. Your name is your name.
There's too many syllables.
Healing Through Harmony. You can't chant that.
Ain't nobody trying to say all
healing
that.
Healing Through, well, how do you even chant that?
Yeah, try that chant.
And terrible.
How are we healing through harmony? We don't sing.
We don't even sing. Yeah. Woods is the only one that can hold a note.
Why is there even a list of musical-based names? We are wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
We are Bumpin' Feed Boys.
Bumpin' Feed Boys.
We're the old Bumpin' Feed Boys.
You know?
I would have loved that. We're coming to the ring, the Bumpin' Feed Boys.
And our entrance is just us taking the crispest of bumps.
Oh, so those guys can bump.
Arms out, flat.
Bam. Flat back.
Perfect flat
back. It's just FCW practice from like the warm-up with Dr. Tom. Yeah, we do rolls and whatnot.
Next name, The Wonders.
Because we're going to put on suits and all do spins.
And what is that?
Like, doo-wop. That's a doo-wop.
The Wonders?
I mean, technically, I did do some of that.
So that's on you. That's your fault.
No, I did that stuff after this.
This was after the list.
After the list.
Okay. So you were inspired by the list.
Exactly.
Next one, The Miracles.
Anyway.
The Sensations. The Temptations?
Yeah.
The Sensations? Come on,
I feel
man.
Like the next one should be the Four Tops.
The Sensations was an actual group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Come on with that. The Modern Marvels. What? Why? Vibe and Vision.
Ah, there we go.
Vibe and what are we looking at? What's the vision?
You know what's better than Vibe and Vision?
Huh?
What if those boys What if they caused a commotion?
Oh, that's right.
As in the commotions?
The commotions. It's one thing to like have the thought and to put it on a piece of paper, but to actually like submit it as a possible name. Like this is our livelihood, man.
Someone said, this is the work that I did for today. I'm going to turn in this paper with these words as my completed assignment for the day. Now I'm going to expect you to give me money for this.
But if you're just paid to complete the work and not paid for quality, what do you care?
Quality, right?
What do you care?
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Let me just write these names. They're probably chuckling themselves.
The commotions.
The commotions. What you got? Oh, I wrote down vibe and vision.
Come on, man. This is our livelihood. Yeah. Don't do this to us.
You guys keep saying our livelihood and this is trying to get on TV. Both y'all, let's remember. Let us recap. Y'all were both set.
I wasn't set.
If they would have said you would have gone back to NXT, so Kofi stays on main roster, you would have gone to NXT, I'd have got fired. I'd have been gone. If we were called the modern Marvels, I'd have been gone. I'd have been doing child psychology somewhere, which I would have loved. I would have very much enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Lucky that I have another passion in life because this list of names would not have gotten us here.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shall we move on?
We shall.
I think you should read these. Can you give them a good voice though?
Yes. Harmonies 3.
And we have these in sections so you guys know. These are the trio-based names. Harmonies 3, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Next one up, Trilogy with 2 L's.
Oh, wow.
Bun B has a bunch of albums named Trill.
It is not.
It has, because you spelled that. Man, that's how you spelled Trill with 2 L's.
Man up. We were just listening to that. But it was definitely not a shout out to them. Who do you think was going to give a shout out to Bun B in that room?
How are you on the writing team listening to Bun B?
You don't know that.
I know that.
All right, this one is the real kicker. Triverse.
I don't.
Because it's diverse, but there's 3 of us. That's clever. This is probably the one that sticks with me more than the rest, because I forgot a lot of these. In fact, thank God for you being a hoarder, Kobe, because I didn't remember a lot of these. I'm glad we kept emails. Like one of the things I talked about before is a lot of our conversations were through email when we were trying to get this off the ground, and thankfully we still have those. But the one that I remembered that I didn't need to see an old text to remember, that I didn't need to see an old email
to
remember,
take him to church,
is the gem that is KBX. Well, quite clearly for Kofi, Big, and Xavier. That was going to be our name.
Let's take that. Let's break that down. Kofi starts with a K. Mm-hmm. Xavier starts with an X. And then your first name is apparently...
It's Big.
Big.
But that was going to be our name. That was going to be the one that we were saddled with for years to come. We're 5 years in. For 5 years, people would have said, oh, that's KBX. But the kicker is we wouldn't have lasted 5 years with a name like that.
No.
I wipe my cheeks with that name. In fact, you can actually customize toilet paper. I should customize some toilet paper with KBX on each sheet and wipe my cheeks with that name. But this also, so this harkens back to, what was the name of Paige's group? The Submission?
Submission Sorority.
Which is a very problematic thing because that's one, it's already copywritten.
Yes.
Two, the thing that has it copywritten is not something that WWE can co-sign on. Mm.
So we can't use that name. We figured it out. We have Paige, we have Charlotte, we have Becky. Let's refer to them as PCB. Oh, we did it. Doing, we nailed it. We're talking about Charlotte and Becky, who are definitely future Hall of Famers, multi-time world champions. I think Charlotte is on her 30th reign. Yeah. I don't know. I lost track. She's on so many. Becky's on ESPN. She's all over the planet doing things. In fact, I think she's in Dubai. She's in Dubai just doing things. She's everywhere. And Paige, wow, what a career. Unfortunately, she was cut short by injury. But she, on her debut match, won the world title from AJ Lee. Wow, what 3 women that will be remembered forever. And the name that we bring this super faction, this super group of talented women who will change the industry forever, is PCB.
Come on, man.
That's it. We done did it, PCB. I bet they said PCB.
Come on.
And they got up and they slapped their ass.
Yeah. We got it.
They popped bottles of champagne, came out. They popped some Cavassier.
Bruh.
The idea for KBX came before PCB, correct?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it did.
Okay.
Yes. So that
I had no concept of time.
Yes, it hit the cutting room floor, the KBX, and they picked that one right back up.
It's like, well, we're gonna get somebody.
You know what? We're gonna get some use out of this one.
Get some initials.
The next chunk is the inspirational chunk. So in our inspirational cluster, the first that we have is The House of Light.
Dumb.
The Triumph.
Dumb.
The Beacon.
Dumb.
New City.
Dumb.
What about that says these are three guys who have revamped themselves
Nothing.
And are trying to skyrocket their careers?
Nothing.
New City.
How does that make the list?
The Cause.
I might mess with the cause. Yeah, I'm kind of rocking with the cause now. You know what?
You want to change your name to the cause?
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah, when I eventually turn on y'all, I'm gonna call myself.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna start a new group.
I'm the cause.
Yeah.
It's just you. This is my group. E, you're by yourself. Nah, it's a group.
It's like one man gang. I'm just the cause.
Oh yeah, there you go. The Voice.
That's a show.
And but I don't know if it was a show at the time. I think we would have been good. We could have beat them to it.
Damn.
Now, then what would they call themselves?
They would have called themselves KBX.
All right, hit the next one. The next one
is actually a good one. The Regulators!
Mount up. If we can get Warren G, then
Oh my God. Oh, so good. So Regulators, I remember that was one of the names we were like, okay, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
We could probably work with that. Then here's one that really touched my soul. The House of Positive Energy.
The acronym?
HOPE.
You see that? H-O-P-E.
What a wordy name.
Gross. Hope.
People love that.
Come
That's
on, man.
Dude.
G-T-F-O-H.
I feel like one of the reasons that this whole thing that we were doing was getting booed was because people are cynical right now. Like, it's funny to be cynical. There are very few people who are like, oh, this is a genuinely good thing. Let me support it. It's like, no, let me get on Twitter and bash it because someone's doing something good. Like, this would have been taken as, oh, they're trying to do something nice. House of Positive Energy. Yeah. Screw you guys. This sucks. But so we would have had a bad name and gotten booed out of buildings.
But I get that. Like, if I was a fan, I don't want to watch that either. Like, when we came out doing the Preacher gimmick, we tried to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But that's not enjoyable.
Definitely. But that's why I think that going with House of Positive Energy is not just a single whammy of being booed out of the building, but a double whammy of having a trash name as well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ready to give you all the rest of this list. So let's start off hot. Rather than just giving all of this fluff. Next name. House of Purpose.
Come on, man. What does that even mean, man?
House, then it's a purposeful house.
What is the purpose? You know?
You know, we would have found
the
out.
The House of Purpose. Right? Well, you end your promos. And that's for the House of Purpose. No, man. No. No. Like, I'm getting, like, angry reading this list, man. Because, again, like, I just can't emphasize enough. Like, these are three guys who are trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to put us in a hole with these names.
The House of Purpose. Yeah, I do have to take some blame for this. So I was the one who started doing the preacher voice.
Yeah, because
I was just throwing stuff at the wall.
How dare you,
Ian? But, yeah, but I'm the reason. I don't know if I've acknowledged this before, but I'm the reason that we had to do the preacher gimmick, I feel. I'm the reason that we have these inspirational names.
You are. They weren't going to roll with me doing a video game thing.
No, they were not.
You guys would be all gamers. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, we got to have like sweet music, come up with like PlayStation controllers and stuff.
You guys come up with like your controllers and controlling everybody. But
I'd have loved it. Next one is The Calling. Then we got Voices of Triumph. Mm. Next name was The Prime.
There was already primetime
players,
though.
Prime players.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
Another one picking them up the cutting room floor.
Oh, just call them Prime. Yeah. They won't know.
Oh, speaking of, you know what I forgot? I forgot that at one point Titus was supposed to be a part of our group. They tried to force him on us.
Yes. Oh, remember that? Yeah, we had those matches.
And you had to put out pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You pointed to not Titus. He's
yes,
not,
yes. Not those were really good.
And we got love for Titus. So that's our boy or whatnot, but
it just,
we didn't want Titus in our group.
He wasn't working.
Titus, get your... Do your thing, Titus. You know, and he's doing his thing. He got a book. You got a book? No, it's a good book. It's a good book. Yeah, I'm just clowning.
He's a good dude.
He's good.
Next name is The Charge. Just, it hurts to read these. You read the rest, Ko, if I can't.
Okay. I almost said The Roach, but
same thing.
The Reach, but these names are for the roaches.
How are they getting around all these?
All of these are a reach for us. The Concept. The Achievers.
Ooh.
The Sentinels.
Now, I would have been fine with that.
I was going to say.
As an X-Men.
Yeah, I would have been fine with that.
Yeah. X-Men, we coming to wreck some
also,
stuff up.
Also, did you ever watch the show The Sentinel from when we were kids?
No, what was that?
It was dope. I think it was on USA. He had some kind of power. I can't remember what I think. He wasn't immortal.
Seen the commercial, but I never.
He was like a cop, but he had some powers, I think. I don't know. It was from my childhood, so it was, nostalgia.
You guys can tweet us if you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, The Sentinel. And speaking of your childhood, being that you were a man of the good book, here's another name. Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Born Again.
Wow.
And I get that. We were trying to be born again. We were trying to, reinvent ourselves, Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Mason of Salvation.
Preach, brother.
The Congregation.
Yes.
The Advent.
Yes.
Trinity.
Praise him.
Crusaders.
Jesus.
Exodus.
Yes, Lord.
Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
Risen.
Yes.
Almighty.
Yeah.
Modern day saints.
Yes, Lord.
The sainthood.
Mm-hmm.
The Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I forgot about the Amen. Amen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The Amen.
Right, because it's not the
X-Men. Oh my God.
It's the Amen.
No, not the Amen.
Because we're holy.
Oh my God. What are we doing?
What if from the vignettes we did all the same stuff? And we'd be like, we are the Amen.
Amen.
Yo,
Amen.
That might have been hot.
It may have been.
For a hot
second. If we could have legit got Kirk Franklin to do our theme music, legit, he'd have made it work.
Yes. Let me hear you say Amen.
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 We would have been killing it.
Golly.
Arenas all over the world would have been hitting that Amen on him. Hands up in the praise.
It's been the praise with the A sign.
We'll get to Oof 2 in like 3 weeks.
It's a U. Sam Zane. Brothers of Xavier.
I'm not being a brother of Xavier.
Yes, you are a brother of Xavier.
But I'm not going by brother of Xavier.
Why not?
I'll take my name. I'll be damned if your name is
in
our group name.
Take
my name. I said
name.
I'll be damned.
Then you'll be damned.
I'll never take your name. It'll be implied that I'm a brother of Xavier, but it'll never be written in.
And you'll also be an A-man because my name is Austin. You win either way. Congratulations.
A-man.
No.
Or you will get X communicated.
Because that's the next name. Excommunication. No. Saving our souls. SOS. No.
SOS.
We're trying to reinvent ourselves.
Hear him shout down.
And you're saying this is the same stuff that I've been doing for the past 6 years. No. SOS is not going to work for us.
Didn't somebody ask you if you were Sean Kingston's brother?
Yes. They put that on Wikipedia. And then on the radio interviews, that's what they would ask me. Also, I'm seeing here with this wrestling thing, you inspired Sean Kingston in his career. Tell us about that. No, Kofi Kingston is not my real surname. Kingston is not my real surname.
Should have ran with
Sean
it.
Kingston is not my brother.
Why not? Are you ashamed of your
brother?
I'm
not ashamed.
Are you ashamed
not true?
Of Sean
what makes you ashamed of being Sean Kingston's brother?
Who told you to hate yourself?
I like his music. Beautiful, all that. I love it,
What a good song.
But tell the truth. And if you're a radio host, don't go to Wikipedia for your sources on your facts.
Is that a good song, by the way? The message is terrible.
No.
It's not? Oh, really?
The message is bad.
I don't know about the message. I haven't even thought about it.
Isn't he talking about, you're so beautiful that it'll never work?
Yeah.
Get some self-esteem, Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Million Man Ministry.
This one we're going to have to talk about for a minute.
Come on, man.
Really?
What's the problem?
Million Man Ministry?
That's right.
Why?
I feel like that is 300% making it a very racial thing.
talking about that.
And what's wrong with it? What makes you ashamed?
I'm not ashamed. I'm beyond happy that I'm black. I'm 100% proud to be black. But I feel like we are trying to do something that was crossing all types of racial barriers.
And is there a reference to African American or black? It says million man. Yeah. Let every man, regardless of his race, his color, or his creed,
I am
what God he serves. Let every man from every corner come together for this million man ministry. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. In fact, I'm done when I'm done with y'all. And I turn on y'all, I'm going to start a new group. Yeah, I'm going to start a new group with Cedric, Street Prophet.
Who else? Is Breeze going to be in there?
Yeah. Breeze will be our token. Yeah. We need one.
Okay, that's 999,097.
Yeah,
right. But it's implied because our fanhood, the people that follow us, is so deep. They're with us today, out there with us. We got a million men when we come into the ring. A million men.
But the thing is, when you're saying it like this, I dig it. When someone writes it on a piece of paper that's not you, I don't like it.
Let me write it on a piece of paper.
Then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's a difference of, and I know that there's a lot of people that won't understand this, but then there's a lot of people that will. When you are asked to do something that feels like it's racially charged, it is not even almost close to the same as deciding to do something that other people may see as racially charged.
Yeah. Sure.
It's completely different because when you're deciding to do it out of a place of fun, out of a place of entertainment, out of a place of excitement, of joy, of love, it's completely different than someone looking at you and saying, you should do this because this is how I view you.
Right.
That's how that feels. Mm.
Word.
Resurrection/resurrection.
Now, we actually never got clarification on if this with the slashes was going to be the full name.
Resurrection/resurrection/resurrection.
Why'd you Howard Finkel that?
I don't know. It's right. Not natural. Resurrection.
So just, and then we have penance.
Penance.
I kind of like penance. Yeah, yes, you heathens, you know what I mean? Yes, because we could have gone to the crowd and say, we are penitent. We could have laid hands on you sinners.
We tried to, and they didn't want us to lay hands on people. They didn't want us to fall out either.
Well, you tried to fall out for a while, and they didn't want that.
You know what? Bring that back. I'm going to fall out when I come back.
We can do it now. Uh-huh. Nobody will say anything.
You fell out before, though.
And then these last three. Well, now we got to go ahead and tell it.
I ain't telling nothing.
East side out, man.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
I ain't telling no goddamn thing.
Tell them. You got to tell your truth.
Come on.
Tell your truth.
With a T. Speak your truth.
I don't have anything to say. Mum's the word, boy.
So E was a child preacher. And that's the only time that he's fainted in his life was when he was preaching at an old folks' home.
It was hot. It was very warm. I was there on a Saturday. I woke my young ass up on a Saturday morning, could have been watching college football, and I was administering to older people. I was there with my family, and that's what we did some Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Very commendable.
And the heat, it was a little warm in here.
How old were you?
I don't know how old I was. Y'all like to play like I was six years old.
Six.
Yes.
You were seven.
But I was probably a teenager, maybe like 12 or 13. I don't know, somewhere around there.
But your voice
young,
had-
but not... My voice was always like this.
So I
came out the womb talking like
when
this.
When we first heard this story, all that we could imagine, because yes, E preaches. You've heard E preach in his boisterous voice.
It's boisterous.
Boisterous.
You didn't say boisterous. I wasn't going
to
say anything.
I couldn't remember the word, and I wanted to get past it to get to what I wanted to say, so I just said something. Boisterous.
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 It is boisterous voice. He did well in the SAT. Congratulations. The only thing we could think of is him doing the New Day intro, something like it, but in a high-pitched child voice.
His voice hadn't cracked yet.
And passing out in the middle of it. So.
Y'all are children. Grow up.
You were a child, yes. So I use his voice on my Up, Up, Down, Down. The judge in the Phoenix Wright series is just childhood preaching E. And we're imagining him in his suit. Bow tie, maybe some suspenders on.
I didn't wear a bow tie. You could go have me selling bean pies next.
You had a bow tie.
Little tight fro on him. Just coming in. Oh, folks, home. Don't you dare.
Oh.
Is this
is funny to two people. Both of them are here.
I gotta sit down. Oh, I'm lightheaded. Hold on a second.
Oh, it got hot in here.
Oh, my God. Catch me. Oh.
Catch me.
I'm fainting. Oh.
This voice is Mickey Mouse. That's not me.
Mickey Mouse. It's who it is.
This is funny
Mickey
to two people. This is funny Mouse. To two people in the whole world.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating. Oh.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
These last three names, I think, are the ones that we actually came up with. They added them onto the end of the list, right? So, by any means necessary.
We came up with that?
I think so.
Yes, I did, because I was I was heavy listening to Malcolm X audiobooks, which, remember, I had to stop. Because I started to have a problem.
You're becoming militant.
I was becoming very militant. Right. I was allowing my work to infiltrate my real life. And certain friends of mine, I was like, I can't hang out with you anymore. I was like, I gotta stop this. This is turning me. And then I saw the Malcolm X movie and realized, oh, later in his life, he was like, oh, I should maybe turn down a little bit. Yeah. And it's like, see all people as God's children. Because I was rough
there.
For a second.
You were there. So By Any Means Necessary was one that we wanted. New Way was also one that we wanted, I'm pretty sure. And then obviously the last one on the list is New Day, which I remember specifically being at the hotel. I think it was Little Rock, Arkansas. I think it was a Holiday Inn. We were all getting, I don't know if we were all staying together, but I feel like I think I sent out the text because they gave us our music and it was called New Day. That was the name of the song. And we had said, hey, this might be a good idea. Maybe we call our group The New Day, because that's the name of the song, you know? And obviously that's what we chose.
Was that actually on the list, or was it just in the song? Remember?
It was the title of the song.
It was the title of the song, and then we ended up putting it on the list. So that's the one that we chose. Out of all this 3 pages of hot garbage, trash.
Well, I don't want to defame the good-working, hard-working people in the office who were very hard-working, I suppose. No, I mean, they tried. Yeah. Did they not try? Don't side-eye me.
Did they try?
Woods. They were trying.
Did they try?
They probably tried.
You are the loudest mouthpiece for being upset about them not trying. Yeah. And now, what is this?
We just maybe they tried, maybe they didn't try. Who am I to say?
Look, for an hour, you just complained that they didn't try.
They have some good ideas every now and again.
Yes,
okay?
I will agree.
They're pretty good. But as far as this list is concerned, This was hot garbage. This was trash.
Yes. And okay, so to that point, people trying, there are what, 60 talent on the main roster, 80 talent, whatever. 100. So there's a small group, what, 10, 12
writers,
guys and girls?
Yeah, and I'd probably get like, 20 writers or so between like the home team and the road team.
Oh, yeah, home team.
Home team, road team, strong talent.
So it's got to be more than difficult to try to come up with stuff for so many different kinds of people. And then at the time, there wasn't anybody in the writer's room who looked like us, who had similar life experiences to us. Closest guy was Notarali.
Yeah.
And he was like our savior in there, you know? So yeah, it is a difficult thing. And I know that we say a lot, oh, they didn't try, they didn't do all this. But obviously, like, there are a lot of hardworking people there who are trying to do the best that they can. But sometimes it's going to be a lot more helpful to the talent that is on screen when they have someone working with them who can understand the way that they would speak. They can understand that their ideas are not as commonplace as some people may think because of the situations they've been through throughout their lives. And so that is something that we dealt with through this entire process of trying to get on TV as The New Day.
Also, I don't think we were really a priority. I don't want to say that people half-ass it because we're not a priority. Sometimes it's easy to forget the path. We were just guys trying to get on TV. And honestly, we weren't really supposed to make it. I feel like a lot of this was like, just give them a name, get them out of here. They're annoying us every week, coming in with these pitches and trying to have meetings every week. Let's just give them a name. Let's come up with a bunch and get it done. So when you're not a priority, I'm not saying that they didn't go all in. But if we were in that golden circle of 6 to 8 guys or how many ever it is that are always looked out for, that are always booked well, I think there would be more effort going into the name. So we were just 3 guys, honestly, like who were just trying to get on TV. We were supposed to be a mid-card faction at best, probably, that was supposed to last 3 months. Let me give them a few matches, let them sink or swim. They're probably going to sink, be done with it, and move on.
But that's the thing that's always baffled my mind is that we were trying so hard to create a situation where we were a viable source of entertainment for the company. Like, the only thing we were trying to do was add to the show and create some sort of worth for ourselves to help the entire show. So the whole idea of not being a priority so you don't get any sort of substantial help with what you're doing is baffling to me.
Yeah. You know? We have essentially become the Saudi 20. Right? Like the New Day being the group that, you know, people listen to what we say. As far as like creative is concerned, like we can go out and kind of do whatever we want to do, you know, because we had to like earn that, you know. We are the guys that people, like you were saying, you know what I'm saying? Like that get looked at as I priority, you know what I'm saying? Like we've been on both sides, but not to say that we didn't have to like work our way to get here, but everybody doesn't get the long leash that we get, yes. You know, but again, to our testament, I'm not a toot your own horn type of guy, but this is kind of a toot our own horn. Like we put in a whole lot of work to get to this point,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, we get taken care of and, you know.
But I feel like too, and this is something that will bleed into the thing that we'll talk about later in this series of podcasts, is the fact that in order to get there, we have to be at a certain mindset. We have to be willing to risk certain things because, there's a very good chance that we could have gone out on TV and done something that we thought was right, that was actually like hated by the people in charge, and we could have gotten dropped that night, you know? So we got very lucky in the fact that we decided to like take a gamble and like bet on ourselves. Yeah. And that's something that I really want to dig into, and I'd like to dig into it next time on this fantastic podcast. So thank you for listening. We hope that you guys enjoyed this list of names because it's definitely painful. For us to go through.
It is painful. Like, it's you know, it's one of those things where, like, it's funny now, but I don't know. I'm getting, like, re-aggravated.
Yeah.
Like, listen to, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
why I'm ending
back
the episode.
And, like, kind of like, yeah. And thank you for ending the episode.
Yeah. It's cool, and I don't want to drag on for too long, but that's what bonded us, was the hard times.
100%.
The bad times. The dirty times. The times.
What?
I said what I said, boy.
Well, the dirty times.
Doesn't mean it's not confusing.
The dirty times. The times where we were in the mud, slinging in the mud. That's what I'm talking about. Rolling around in the mud. But the difficult times, that's what made it. When people were talking all that noise behind our backs, that's what forged our bond.
Yes. Right.
That's what made us who we are. We came together because of it.
What really forged the bond for me is when I saw you kick that trash can, which we'll talk about later. We gotta wrap this one up, ladies and gentlemen. Kofi, where can they find you on social media?
We can find me on @TheTrueKofi on the Instagram and @TrueKofi on the Twitter.
I'm @WWEBiggie on Twitter and Instagram. But if you know me, you know I don't need your pity follows. Don't follow me anyways, et cetera, et cetera. Unfollow me if you do follow me, actually. I want less followers. Thank you.
And I am Xavier Woods, PhD on Instagram and Twitter. Use food on Snapchat because I'm the get it? Haha.
And also, don't be afraid to subscribe to this. You know, we got some good conversation going on. So choose your preferred streaming service, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help get the word out, if you will. And I know you will. If you have an Android, follow the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Google Podcasts, so you don't ever miss an episode.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, which is called The New Day.
Feel the power.